98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. That was Todd Snyder with help from Jason Isbell. Great tune, like a force of nature after our good news. And well, we're chock full of good news. There's a great show that's coming up, and it's for a great cause. It's for the Hawthorne Valley Waldorf School Light Up the Night Benefit Concert is the title of the program, and it features some amazing artists. Melissa Oftemar from Hole and the Smashing Pumpkins. She has some great solo music that's out and is powerful. Joaquin Cooter, who is Rye Cooter's son, he's on the bill. Aaron Dessner of The National, he's on the bill with friends. We don't know who the friends are, but maybe we can get some insight on that. Gail Ann Dorsey, who just released a brand new recording, first in like 21 years, and we're super happy that she did that, and she's part of the bill. Hearts are also on the bill, and Rachel Loshak, and it is hosted by Walton Goggins, who you may know from commercials and TV. And now we are joined by our friend Martin Ping from Hawthorne Valley School in, well, Hawthorne Valley Waldorf School in Hawthorne, New York. Good morning, Martin. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
It's a joy to be back. Thanks
All right.
for inviting me.
Now, how long have you been with Hawthorne Valley?
Oh, goodness. I wandered into the valley in 1984, and I've been there ever since. Yeah, it's a hard place to leave.
So do you have kids?
I have two children who went all the way through Hawthorne Valley Waldorf School, and I have two grandchildren in the school now.
So is that how you got introduced to their amazing facility and programs?
Yeah, I've always said it was my daughter who led us there because we were expecting her, and we wanted to have a home birth, and we were looking for a doctor who helped with home births, and we were actually living on the west side of the river in East Durham, New York, and we heard about Philip and Kayo in Harlemville, New York, and as they say, the rest is history.
So, like a magnet, you were pulled in and you got stuck here.
Well, it's funny you say that because I feel Hawthorne Valley is really like a magnet, and it draws some of the most amazing, coolest cultural creatives that are imaginable. I love my colleagues and all the school families. It's quite a place.
So you have an incredible staff then?
Yeah.
And you're proud of them?
I'm so proud of our staff.
Yeah. What makes Hawthorne Valley Waldorf School stand out amongst others?
Well, I think, for one thing, the setting, because, you know, it's a school that's situated on a 900-acre biodynamic farm and a whole host of other activities. So it's a little bit of a microcosm of life just in one valley, and we just get to see the relationships between agriculture, ecology, education, art, research, all happening in one place.
So the students get a hands-on experience with many different avenues of, well, education and careers as well.
Very hands-on, yeah, very much trying to educate, like we say, the whole child. Mm.
And what is, like, some of the philosophy behind the Waldorf School?
Well, looking at the development of the human being and trying to meet that development in age-appropriate ways, so you're allowing the child to unfold, and really what you're hoping for is that they can connect to who they are and who they're meant to be in the world and not get in the way of that.
Mm. So do you strengthen the strengths they have and, well, help out the weaknesses? How does that work?
Yeah, I would certainly hope so. It's you know, they're all getting a very well-rounded opportunity for academic studies, artistic pursuits, hands-on practical work. And in all of that, everyone has an opportunity to shine and also to stretch and grow.
That's super important for the development of a human mind, which is super cool. And how do you get involved with Hawthorne Valley?
Oh, my goodness. There are so many ways. Come and visit. Uh-huh. We have a retail grocery store on
site. Tell the folks where you are.
We are on County Route 21C in, actually, we're technically in the town of Hillsdale. Oh. We're about as far away from Hillsdale as you can get and still be in Hillsdale. We're right off the Taconic Parkway. Our mailing address is Ghent.
Ghent.
And there are three towns, Ghent, Hillsdale, and Austerlitz, that all intersect on the farm. So it's kind of right in the middle of everywhere and nowhere at once.
How is the Hawthorne Valley Farm connected to the school?
Everything at Hawthorne Valley is part of one 501c3, Hawthorne Valley Association. Mm. So, and there's a whole host of other programming that's going on there. So it's all integrated as one entity. Mm. And yet everything operates in a way that, you know, allows a farm to function as a farm, with educational programming, farmer education for next-gen farmers, all the research work going on with Farmscape Ecology Program, visiting school children coming from urban centers up and down the Eastern Seaboard that are spending a week on the farm, living on the main house. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Wow.
We've had over the last 55 years, probably about 40,000 children have come through
the
program. Something somewhere around there. I didn't count them all, but just doing the math.
And they come up and stay for a week?
Yeah. They arrive on Monday, get off their bus or however they get there, find their rooms, and then they just engage in really will-centered activity on the farm, and they love it.
They do.
Especially, you know, it's like the program was originally geared for 9-year-olds, third graders, and it just meets them exactly where they're at.
Wow. So do they learn about planting and growing and taking care of animals?
Very much so. And as it goes up through the grades, they get, you know, it gets first, it's all in the doing, and there's not a lot of intellectualizing about it. And they don't need that because they get it. It makes sense.
Yeah.
They see where their food's coming from. And as they get older, they start to, you know, for instance, I think there's a 10th grade from New York City here this week, and they'll work in the store, they'll work in the bakery, they'll work in the creamery.
Wow.
And they'll get a different sense for, well, what's the economy of all this? How does this all tie together? How does it relate to what I experience when I go into the supermarket? In, you know, we all think our groceries just somehow magically appear, and they're getting quite a different picture.
Well, a little while back, I had a tour of the farm and the store, and I had an acquaintance who worked there, Sauerkraut Seth.
Seth Meyer. Yeah, Seth. He's awesome. Great musician, too.
Amazing musician. He was in the Wyos and a couple other projects. But he invited me down to the Sauerkraut building, and I got to see how it was all done. And it's so simple and so organic and so amazing. And I left with little jars of sauerkraut, which blew my mind. I just ate it out of the jar on nothing.
I could eat sauerkraut. Yeah, and I try to have it with every meal. It's good for the gut.
Yeah.
And that was in the basement of my office where I'm on the second floor of that building. So it was like aromatherapy, you know. You get the
cabbage, baby, cabbage.
We actually had to put warning signs on the door when we were making hot sauce, because it could be pretty rough when you stepped in and we've been cutting cayenne peppers all morning.
You start crying. Well, Martin, tell me about this big show, Light Up the Night Benefit Concert. It's benefiting Hawthorne Valley Waldorf School. Why?
Well, independent education is not easy, and we're getting really no government or state support to say, and so we're totally tuition driven, and yet we want to also remain very accessible to anyone who really wants to be there, and we want to pay our teachers as well. So it's a complicated mix, and we do rely on the generosity of our families and those who are able to give more, and we rely on the generosity of friends to just even things out so that we can kind of meet up in the middle where, you know, teachers and all of our programs can be funded, and we can make sure that the Waldorf education remains accessible to anyone who really wants to be there. So it's a challenge, and a benefit concert like this really allows people to help us to meet that goal while also having a heck of a good time.
Mm-hmm. And tickets are reasonably priced for this talent at $100, and they're going fast. What's the best way to get tickets for the event, Martin?
I think visit Hawthorne Valley's website, would be the smartest, hawthornvalley.org. Okay. And there should be easy to find links on there. And you can get tickets, come out and support the school, and also see what promises to be a magical and unforgettable evening.
And this is happening Saturday, May 30th. 7 o'clock doors, 7:30 show, and popping out onto the stage will be Walton Goggins. Have you got to hang with him, Martin?
I have, and he's an absolute riot. And smart as they come.
Is he in character all the time, or is he just like, you know, normal, mellow guy, and then he clicks on?
Quite normal and quite mellow, and really a heart, like a real heart being. Really? He's just, oh my gosh, he's just a loving and generous soul. I really love hanging out with him. And when he's on, he's on. He's just drop dead funny and spontaneous. And honestly, you never know what's going to come out. So that'll be surprising in and of itself.
Well, we like it that way. And, you know, he's done work with White Lotus. And we see him popping up if you're a television watcher, supporting major corporations and popping up doing ads for amazing things. So his face is always almost visible.
Yep.
And what's his connection with Hawthorne Valley?
He's a parent in the school.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
And he lives kind of in the area.
Yep.
Wow.
Local.
And you have a lot of talented folks and their children attend the school as well.
Talented in so many ways, yeah. Across all spectrums of of activities. Yeah, it's quite a place. I honestly can say I can look up to everyone there and see something I would like to aspire to.
Wow.
Colleagues, parents alike. Just a real collection of cultural creators. I love it.
That's a powerful statement. Martin Ping is our guest from Hawthorne Valley Waldorf School. Light Up the Night benefit concert is happening on Saturday, May 30th at Basilica Hudson, 110 Front Street in Hudson. And it features Melissa Oftemore. She's from Hole and the Smashing Pumpkins. Joaquin Cooter, he has children in the school?
Yep.
He does. And his father is the one and only Rye Cooter.
Yeah, and Joaquin and family will be performing. So Juliet, Joaquin's wonderful, lovely wife and singer, and Rye. Exactly.
Well, that just made the value of that ticket even more exciting. Ry Cooter is going to be with Joaquin, and we play tunes of Joaquin, and he's super talented, has a great voice. And well, when Rye goes out and plays shows, Joaquin is playing percussion with Rye, and how cool for Rye to be supporting Joaquin, plus Joaquin's wife.
Yes.
How cool. What does she play?
She's a singer.
Oh, cool. That should be amazing. So that's just another added bonus. Also, Aaron Dessner of The National and Friends. Do you know who his friends are?
Well, one really cool thing is everybody on stage is basically Aaron's friends. and then there will be a lot of interchange between the musicians on playing on each other's songs.
Oh, cool.
Which is what's really going to make it quite special. It's going to be somewhat stripped down, and you know, like, it's not this huge, crazy, overproduced thing. It's just musicians.
It won't be a wall of amplifiers.
The wall of sound. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? But it will be, I think, just that interaction between a bunch of friends who are really talented, gifted musicians joining in with each other. Will be something to remember forever.
That's going to be amazing. Yeah, and also Hearts is on the bill, and Nini and Ben of Hearts were going to be joining us this morning, and we wish nothing but the best of health to Nini, and we hope to see them soon.
Yeah.
So that'll be really nice. So them and Rachel Loshak, and she's going to be coming in next week, and she has a voice of an angel.
Yeah, and I think possibly maybe another album coming out or so.
Oh, cool. Really?
I'll let her say, but I know she's always got something going, and she is amazing. Yeah. A voice of an angel is the best way to describe it. And yeah, just.
Well, it's going to be an incredible evening on May 30th at Basilica Hudson. Tickets are going fast, and you should visit hawthornvalley.org and get further information. And once again, Hawthorn Valley Waldorf School engages the heads, hearts, and hands of students so that they may become creative thinkers, conscious collaborators, and confident leaders. And Martin Ping is a definite big proponent of that whole philosophy. Thank you for being here, Martin.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's been a pleasure. And all the best with the show. We'll keep talking it up and playing the artists. And got a couple more interviews with artists coming up next week. So we're trying to get everybody out there and have a waiting list of people standing around who can't get in.
I need a miracle.
Martin Ping, our guest from Hawthorn Valley Waldorf School in Ghent, New York. Visit hawthornvalley.org and get all the info you need. Martin, all the best to you and your staff. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Look forward to seeing you there.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back after these messages.